Malik Nabus yang berusia 14 tahun sedang bermain bola basket bersama sepupu-sepupunya di tengah panas terik. Padahal mereka sedang berpuasa.
It's not that hard. It's actually sometimes like you can't play for that long. Like you won't play for like an hour or so.
Sepupunya, Adib Bayu yang berusia 17 tahun setuju. Ia juga bermain pada beberapa bidang olahraga lain dan mengatakan permainan olahraga jadinya lebih kompetitif dan tegang. Itulah sebabnya seperti kebanyakan atlet muslim lainnya, ia memilih untuk tidak berpuasa ketika sedang musim pertandingan.
Most challenging part probably staying hydrated and not being able to drink water.
Adiknya Sabrina lebih suka berpuasa pada musim panas karena bertepatan dengan libur sekolah.
I actually like it better because we don't have to wake up as early and the days they might be longer but you can sleep in till like really late in the afternoon.
Pada musim panas ini, Sabrina bekerja di sebuah kafe lokal, jadi ia harus berada di antara orang-orang yang makan dan minum sementara ia berpuasa. Serej Derby yang berusia 15 tahun mengatakan banyak teman non-muslimnya yang heran bagaimana ia bisa tetap berpuasa.
In the very beginning, like they'd be like in shock, like how do you stay without water the whole day? But they're very supportive. Like sometimes they're like too shy to eat in front of me.
Serej dan teman-temannya mengatakan selama berpuasa kadang-kadang mereka merasa lapar, haus dan kelelahan. Tetapi mereka juga memahami mengapa harus berpuasa.
You start being closer to your religion, closer to God, and second of all, like you remember the poor and people suffering. Like we're only staying throughout the day. People are not going to sleep hungry.
Not eating for the whole day. You like realize like you don't actually need the stuff that you put in your mouth all the time.
Meskipun anak-anak tidak diwajibkan berpuasa pada bulan Ramadan, namun Nurina Nabus yang berusia 9 tahun berpuasa penuh untuk yang kedua kalinya tahun ini.
I wanted to fast because I wanted to see what it felt like with my mom and my dad and them all fasting. Like I didn't know how it felt.
One time even I took her to the ice cream shop and I told her like, it's okay, you can break your fast, you can have ice cream. And she insisted, she said, no mommy, I can wait until I break my fast and then I come back here and get ice cream.
Ibu Nurina, Wahael Mahgub gembira putrinya mulai berpuasa. Ia mengatakan jadi tambah semangat menyiapkan berbagai hal pada saat khusus ini termasuk saat memasak.
During the I think the regular day or not the Ramadan day, usually like you prepare your food like in a rush and hurry to finish just one dish, but when it comes for Ramadan, it's like, you know, it's different because you're taking your time and it's the time that when I call my sisters overseas and ask them for more recipes and try new things, it's really enjoyable.
El Mahgub mengatakan bulan Ramadan adalah saat terbaik dalam satu tahun bagi seluruh anggota keluarga untuk saling berhubungan.
Inilah VOA, Voice of America langsung dari Washington.